And you shall serve the Lord your God, and you shall serve Him. Well, I guess it's interpretation of what it means to serve Him. What does it mean to serve the Lord? You go to church on Sunday, every Sunday? Is that good enough? No, I don't think so. I think He wants you 24/7, doesn't He? Yeah. It's kind of like a man and a woman that are married together. If she only comes home on Sunday to fix you a dinner, you're going to get mighty skinny the rest of those 6 days, aren't you, brother? Huh? You might have to learn to cook yourself, right? You better find yourself another girl, right? One of the two. I get tickled at people. You know, these young girls today, that mother don't know how to cook, and mother didn't teach the daughters how to cook. These girls need to learn that love only lasts for a little while, and you don't live on love very long. After that, that man wants something to eat. He wants some groceries on that table, and he expects you to know how to do it. And if you did not learn from your mama how to cook, wash dishes, make beds, and all the things you're supposed to do to keep a good house, you were cheated. Your mother cheated you dramatically, because most men like a woman that knows how to take care of the house. He goes out and makes a living and works hard. But when he comes in, he expects a wife to have things taken care of in the house. You know, the house is supposed to be clean and nice and orderly, you know, and not clothes thrown all over the place. I walked into a house one time, and with my daughter, and the laundry room was a big laundry room. It was this big and as far as that wall, and a washer and dryer down there in the end. And when Amanda and I walked in, Amanda looked down that hall, and I have never seen so many clothes laying on the floor. And we walked in, and clothes were laying all over the couch. They were all over the front room. And I talked to the man a little while, and my daughter, she was probably 10. We walked out, and we got in the pickup. She said, "Daddy, that is the messiest house I ever seen in my life." I said, "Yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? Pretty bad." Now then, I guess that's the way they live. But that's not the way we lived at home. You know, my daughter never, we walked in, I never saw clothes on the floor. You know, we just didn't live like that, you know. You pick things up. At our house, I never see things like, Cheryl keeps everything picked up. The house is always nice and clean. "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water." Now, this is if you serve Him. Now, that's not counting going to church on Sunday. That's serving Him 24/7, right? That's making Him Lord of your life. Talking to Him regularly. Waking up, saying, "Lord, I thank You." Going over to that water faucet over there and say, "Lord, thank You for this glass of water. You have provided, bless this to my body." That's serving the Lord. "And He shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you." Now then, if you don't sin, if you love Him and serve Him, how much sickness are you going to have? What does it mean to take sickness away from the midst of you? Does that mean there ain't going to be none left?
Right.
Hey, that's the way I interpret that. Do you want to serve a God that'll do that for you? Well, then what if you don't do that? What if you don't serve the Lord? Oh, He's going to... I guess He's still going to bless your food and your water. You don't think so either? I know He won't. Ooh. That's sad, isn't it? This young lady up here in the front row, her sister, whenever her sister first came here 5 or 6 years ago, she walked in and she said, "I have 3 sons and they're all sick. And one of them's going to be an invalid in a wheelchair probably in 6 months to a year. And I hear you have a healing ministry, and I want you to pray for my children." I said, "Well, there's sin involved here." I said, "You got all your sins repented of?" "Well, I think so." I said, "Well, how's your love walk with your husband?" Well, she said, "It's not good at all." I said, "That's the problem." She said, "No." I said, are you submitting to your husband?" "Submitting to my husband? Are you crazy?" "No." I said, "Ma'am, you have to submit to your husband." "Never." I said, "Well, your children are sick because of your sin." "What? My kids are sick because of me?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You are crazy." And she walks out that door. "You are the craziest man I've ever heard of in my life." I said, "Talk to God, ask Him, He'll tell you that I'm telling you the truth." Well, on the way home, she is so upset. She's talking to God pretty, "God, this guy's crazy." And thank God for a God that still talks. He says, "No, Terry, He's right." He said, "Go back down there and see Him. He has your answer." And she said, "Lord, He said I have to obey. I have to submit." And He said, "That's true." He said, "Terry, didn't I tell you to submit to Me?" And she said, "Well, yes, Lord." And she said, "What does that mean?" He said, "Well, Lord, I guess it means obey You." He said, "That's exactly what it means, obey Me. And so didn't I tell you to submit to your husband?" "You mean I have to obey him?" "Lord, never. Over his dead body will I obey him." And the Lord says, "No, Terry, it will not be over his dead body. It'll be over your children's dead bodies." That got her attention. Now see, she'd already had 3 miscarriages in 9 years. So technically she killed 3 children. Isn't that sad? But she didn't know that. But after she confessed her sin to God, walked in and confessed her sin to her husband. And if you want to hear her testimony, listen to the miraculous healing. 3 of the 30-minute shows are about Terry and Frank. They've done a great job telling their story. But after they got everything right between each one of them and started walking in obedience to God's Word, and she started submitting. Of course, the thing about it is, she said, "But God, my husband's not the spiritual authority." God says, "It don't make any difference whether you think he is or not. I made him the spiritual authority, not you. You do what I tell you. You just submit to him, and I'll take care of him." So she submitted and began to obey her husband. It restored and rekindled their marriage. Today, their own fire for each other, walking in love. And in the last 5 years, since they both got back in a right relationship with God, the 3 children are totally, completely healed. Hadn't been to a doctor. And the 15-year-old, when he walks in here, he tells me, "Pastor, when I grow up, I'm going to be a pastor just like you." Because this young man, 15 years old, instead of being in a wheelchair in a year, 5 years later, he's running and playing, perfectly healed. Do we serve an awesome God?
We do.
And you know that story firsthand, don't you? Because that's your sister. Praise the King. Well, see, whenever a pastor tells you the truth, a lot of people don't want to hear it. But ma'am, your children are sick because of you. What? No, it couldn't be. You're not obeying your husband. God would never make my kids sick because of my sin. Oh, yes, He will. He certainly will. But see, we don't understand His principles. We don't know Him. We've heard these stories about who God is, and you'll never get them right when you hear them. The only way you can learn about God is in this book. Just like I've heard Dave say a lot of times since he's read this book many times in the last 5 years. He said, "I didn't know God because I never had read the book." But he said, "The more I read this, it's simple. Right here it is." What does that say? If you serve the Lord your God, and if you do serve the Lord your God, He shall bless not only your bread and your water, but He will take sickness away from your midst. Amen. Now then, is that the way we want to live? Yeah. Hey, I like that, don't you, Jack?
Amen.
I don't like sickness and disease. Yes, ma'am? One question. One moment. We get a mic where they can all hear it. Okay.
Mr. Thurman, I just heard that I have a friend and she lost 2 children to drugs. Mm-hmm. They both died. Now, does that sound like a generational curse to you, or do you have anything to say
about
that?
How old were the children?
They're in their teens, I believe.
Their teens?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of problems at home. Anytime you see teenagers that are on drugs or alcohol or stuff like that, there's probably... See, you only know what you see going on outside the home. The kids are inside the home. They know. And if they're being taught God's Word, daddy's walking, and I've even seen pastors that their children go wrong. But that had nothing to do with it. You know, it's still sin in the camp. You know, I mean, just like the other day, I had a lady call me, and she said, "I want you to pray for my pastor." I said, "Okay, what does he need to be prayed for?" She said, "Well, his family, if this story gets out, he's married and got three children. I know it's going to create a tremendous problem in the church. I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, there's a teenage girl in the church that come to me and told me that she's pregnant. And I said, who is the father? And she said, the pastor. Yeah, there's going to be a problem in the church. There's going to be a problem in the church. But you know, whenever the devil put those thoughts in his mind to do something like that, he yielded to him instead of saying, no, you devil of hell, I'm a son of God. I don't do that stupid stuff. You know, I don't go to bed with some teenage girl. I'm a married man, you know. If I got to go to bed, I'll go get my wife and take her to bed, you know. God said it's okay with her. You know, there ain't nothing wrong with sleeping with your wife. There's certainly wrong sleeping with a teenage girl that's in your church. And so I thought, wow, what do you do with that? Well, is that man serving the Lord? Not hardly. Not hardly. So what kind of complication and problem is going to happen with that whole family before this is over? Devastating things. Devastating things. So, you know, when your children are on drugs, alcohol, and everything else, you're not serving God. See, God promises in His Word, if you serve Him and love Him, He'll bless not only you, but your children. See? Somebody says, you mean God's doing this to me? Yes. He is in control. He is in control. All right, let's go to the next verse, Dave. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take her for... And who's going to take it away? The Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate him. Now, who's going to lay those sicknesses upon people? God is. You know, when you read this book, you finally get a hold of the fact that He's God. And if you're sick, He put it on you. Now, there's not a whole lot of people in the world agree with that. But this book says He is the one that puts sickness and disease upon us, and He's the one that takes it away from us. Is that what it says? I mean, it's right there, isn't it? I mean, am I reading a strange Bible, or are you reading one similar? Does yours say the same thing? It may have a different translation. This is the King James, but that's the one where you talk out of, but you may have a different translation. But if you read it, it says the same thing.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.